Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined with my illustrious co-host, Miss 100% in the building.
Dick, now I was illustrious Tuesday. You promised me that I would get a new name, at least.
I'm sorry. You're going to go away from illustrious, and I'll say my super Cali, fragilistic, exialidocious co-host, Miss 100% is in the building. Is that good? And if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. If you want to email us your questions, comments, concerns, dickismoothdrama.com. We can also be reached Facebook, Twitter, tag my yearbook, Bebo, on all that. If you want to catch me on Facebook and my yearbook and tagged and Bebo and everywhere else, I'm Dick Hugger. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I am Smooth Drama. Follow me, I'll add you back. And if you want to catch up to Miss 100%, please tell the people where they can find my super califragilistic expialidocious host at.
They can find me on Facebook, Miss My SS 100%, all spelled out. That's on Facebook, and on tag is MS 100% sign on tag.
All right. So we are very accessible. If you want to find out about us, hey, feel free to browse our Smooth Drama page also. Go to the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com, and you can find out about me and Miss 100%. What we like to do, what we like to sniff in the off season, all that. Anyway. Now, this show, we gonna send this show out and dedicate it to all the haters out there. Not necessarily haters of Smooth Drama, but haters.
Haters all over the world.
Yeah, we got no love for haters. Even though technically we are haters of haters.
We are.
Yeah.
Technically. So we really are haters.
That we are.
Hate haters.
I think that we hate the haters because they do things that don't make sense, which is why
we are
dumbasses, which we will be highlighting also.
Mm.
Speaking of dumbasses and haters in particular, as we all know, there was the Casey Anthony murder trial. She got off, and everybody was in an uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a guy who just so happens to be named Casey Anthony, lives in the state of Florida. Unfortunately, because of it, my man has been swamped with friend requests on Facebook, messages, phone calls, comments, and posts, all directed at the killer. I mean, the person who got off.
Person who was acquitted.
Right. She was acquitted. They're harassing a 43-year-old man. And what's perplexing about it is, like, if you're requesting them on Facebook, you know, Facebook has faces.
They have pictures.
Yeah, they have pictures. So if you see on Facebook a black man, that's probably not the Casey Anthony you're trying to holler at.
Probably not.
No, just saying. I couldn't believe it that they were going, they're going at it at this guy, but I can't believe it because once again people are stupid. there's some common sense quotient that's missing. And
I'm pretty sure as much publicity as it came got, I'm pretty sure she would like to change herself to a black man so she can get away from all the hype and drama, but
yeah,
it hasn't yet, so she's still a Caucasian young lady, and
yeah. Last time I checked.
And I don't think that she'll be accepting any friend requests on Facebook anytime soon.
Well, not from jail.
Right.
Although that hasn't stopped people before, but she still is locked up.
Still locked up.
Yeah, so just in case you're listening and you plan on doing any of those actions, she's still locked up. You might want to wait a couple of weeks or so,
right.
And then you can get at her. Like, get at the right person. Speaking of getting at the right person, Anthony Garcia of Albuquerque, New Mexico. You know that place where Bugs Bunny always was going, making that left at Albuquerque. Well, he was charged with two federal felony counts that could send him to prison for 8 years. What did homie do? He allegedly gave a customer a yogurt sample laced with his semen. And, you know, charges like that, they carry a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison. I don't understand it. I don't know what it is about these guys in them wanting to put their semen in the food, whatnot. I don't get it. I mean, we had the water bottle earlier this year, had the guy that was throwing the semen on women with his squirt gun, whatnot. I guess this is the year of semen. I don't know what it is. And I have one question for you, Miss 100%.
Okay.
How did she know that there was semen in the yogurt?
You tasted it before. Oh, yes. Obviously.
I'm just thinking if there's a distinctive taste, or I don't know. I've never tasted it, so I guess I wouldn't be subjective enough to know.
Well, it could have been the color.
Well, if it's in the yogurt and you mix it in.
But he mixed it. He mixed it. He didn't just put it on top.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, they didn't show the hidden camera video on that.
So I'm saying they didn't say that it was just, like, laced with it, you know. It's okay.
I mean,
so obviously, if she couldn't see it and she went on and ate it and she knew immediately that it was in there, then that means that obviously she's had to taste it before.
Yeah, and there's some guys that's probably like, what is her phone number?
I tell you what, though.
I'm sorry.
You would never see a day in prison. because there wouldn't be nothing in heaven or hell that would stop me from killing him.
I'm just stuck on how she found out. I'm still trying to figure out what makes a grown man. It wasn't saying they had a relationship or anything like that.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? A scenario in my head, which is crazy. Her and her dude goes out for the yogurt, and the guy brings it back to her, and she's just going off on her boyfriend. Mm. What the hell is wrong with you? I can see her blaming him for it.
Okay. We're not going to go into that one. We're going to let that one slide off into the sunset. That's a whole nother argument. Because right now, we stuck in the sunshine state of Florida. And it's just, you know, Florida's my favorite place to talk about.
I know.
I can't help it. It just come, it's oozing out of me like throw up. There's a guy, John Edwards, who, because the police reported, well, got a report that there was a suspicious vehicle in Florida, belongs to John Edwards, black guy, in the vehicle, in the morning, the police approaching, you know, as a black man, we kind of understand these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened next is kind of crazy. They say the police asked him for his ID. They claim he became very hostile, swearing at him, pushing his car into him, punching the officer in the arm, even grabbed the officer's taser and used it on her, according to the police report. What does the pastor get? He got 45 days in jail.
And, wow.
Oh, and here's the good part. He's still allowed out on weekends to preach at his church.
Really?
Really. And so it just tells me that I need to, if I want to do some wrong, in this
you better get to a minister's license.
Yes.
They're getting away with everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can get it on with the cops. I can taser a cop and live. because you think that if you taser a cop, I think that he would get a Rodney King beating.
Yeah, or even shot and killed.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm
saying. Shot and killed for less.
Yeah, and so this dude got 45 days, and he gets to preach. Wow. Wow.
It kind of makes me think that there's something else going on behind that whole story.
Well, I'm sure that because he was a black man, I can see how them coming on to him, and it's like, I'm not doing anything. We know how many times that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, hey. Oh, those are the issues of our day. Sort of like, now, speaking of issue of the day, something that I personally am tired of, I find it amusing. You know how people always find it like, oh, look at my grilled cheese sandwich. There's a picture of Jesus, or
right,
or the Virgin Mary. She was in my oatmeal, you know. So, right back in New Mexico, where Bugs Bunny made that wrong turn again. there's a local priest that bought a 200-year-old image of the Virgin Mary. Way back in 1988, and he says since then they've had all kinds of miracles with couples. You know, like they're having miracle babies. Now, I'm not trying to shoot down nobody's religion or whatnot, but one, I can tell you, that's probably not a picture of the Virgin Mary, because that's Michelangelo's family that he was painting in carving pictures first. And second, and I think you'll agree with me, Miss 100%, and you can debate it with me, I think it's more, when you talk about babies, it's more the massaging of the penile muscle into the vaginal canal with a happy ending that has more to do with the baby than the statue.
That's true. That's true.
Just a thought.
Well, as far as I know, there's only been one, and there probably will never, ever be another one.
Well, I mean,
and especially if they're married and they're having sex. I can understand them saying that they haven't been able to have children, and then all of a sudden they were able to have children. That's one thing, but to say, okay, we haven't been having sex and my wife just popped up pregnant, I would be talking to the milkman or talking to the mailman or somebody.
You'd probably be talking to the policeman.
Somebody.
I need a restraining order. Because I'm sorry, I don't know about anybody else, but your woman who you're not having sex with comes up pregnant, there ain't no such thing as this is God's baby.
Mm.
Yeah. But we not gonna go there.
Yeah. Whoa.
And on that note, we're going to take a little break here. And since we all sex, this is HISD, Sheetrock.
Erotic, sex, rap, fit, logic. Parable between her and my brain topic. I'm the great MC, scream the name Scott P. Sounds heavenly, rock the bed sheets. Got style similar to position switching. Missionary ripping, can't touch my doggy vision. Got a leg of one, ride the beat. She likes when I speak the freak nasty seed. I keep going even when the pen leaks. It drips on the sheet, so sexy, right till she reach a peak. Lie to me if you have more work to put in. If you can't sleep, I'm too deep. Eargasm, she get treatment for them back spasms, you know?
Sex rap. logic. Erotic, sex, rap, fit, logic. Got me standing in the south with my brush out, capturing the visuals. I let the tip dip, lather up thick, don't flinch, cause the host, we got a problem. Luckily, my stroke's magic. Gently place bristles on a canvas, candid. Thoughts while making art is poetry. Use techniques to emote when the heart speaks. Freak, freak, seek, something too deep to express verbally. Let our minds reach galaxies, waves, and concepts creatively. Painting pictures in the dark so vividly. The imagery we express was instinct. So what I had in mind, dip it one more time in a pink color mix of light gray and white seats. Ooh, we. Erotic, sex, rap, spit, logic. A weekend with your girl as she dance topless. No pole, hula hooping and her Cheerios. Have a bowl, grab a ball, fingers in a hole. Road strikes, no lights. Put her lips on my mic till it sounds nice. You can hear it as I comb through her eardrums. Drums on the one, glass full of lyrics. Intoxicated spirit, spirit. Spot shots of Patron got us gone on to a galaxy of radios in the cosmos past the ozone. Turbo backbreaking foundation concrete. Rock hard, oh lord, check the levels, eight for treble. Renovate her walls to the sheetrock files, house calls. The weekend ends when her weekend came. Nice to freak ya.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISD, Sheetrock, Erotic, or something like that. What was not erotic in, you know, before we get started, you know, of course, I gotta get back to the hating, because, you know, we gotta attack haters at all costs. It's a full court press on the haters. Speaking of hate, Roger Clemens, you know, the guy who, as he got older, started throwing harder and faster, and everybody was talking about, oh, it's his great workout regimen. Mm-hmm. Found out, of course, that he was on steroids. And he was on trial for perjury, lying to federal judges. You know, what happens? Mistrial! Yeah. They said that jurors heard statements in the prosecution video that the judge had ruled admissible until later in the case. Now, what I find really appalling about this Miss 100% is Barry Bonds, who was on trial for steroid use also, was tried and convicted. And he didn't even have a witness willing to testify.
That's right.
His witness went to jail instead of testifying. But Roger Clemens had a witness willing to testify with evidence.
Mm-hmm.
He got a mistrial. American justice system at its finest.
Yeah. I can almost say that it was probably, that was he was never going to go to prison anyway. He was never going to get in trouble for it. All that was a ruse to say, well, we've been picking on so many African American athletes. Let's just throw another one, you know, a Caucasian in there. And, you know, just to shut the NAACP mouth and the what's the other guy that walks around?
Well, I mean,
the hair guy.
Well, I mean, the hair guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm house shark.
Oh yeah.
Relaxer guy.
Big perm.
Yeah, big perm.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that would be the point. Barry Bonds, there was no evidence, no witness, but his trial went on, and he was charged and found guilty. Roger Clifton.
I'm trying to figure out how you find somebody guilty of something without any evidence of it.
Or anybody to corroborate the lack of evidence anyway.
Right.
But we digress here. You got a situation where Roger Clemens once again had evidence, had a witness or two against him, and he doesn't go to trial. He gets a mistrial. Yeah, I think we know what the hell that is. You know, it the same old American justice system that says a black man can be guilty with no evidence, but a white man can be innocent with all the evidence stacked against him.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same comparison as the football player. And remember when, first of all, remember when Kobe went through all the crap about raping the girl and all of that different stuff, and then turned around and the football player, he actually did sexually assault. He may not have raped her, but he sexually assaulted her.
Well,
and
hold on a
second.
We have a caller.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, brother? This is brother Jaja calling in.
How you doing, brother? I'm good, man. How are you?
Man. I'm peace, man. Just here with my little boy here trying to feed him. Other than that, I'm just tuning in, so I don't know if y'all talked about the James Harrison of my beloved Steelers and some of his comments. Have y'all talked about that yet?
No, we haven't touched on the James Harrison and Roger Goodell calling him a devil and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he came out and ripped Roethlisberger and Mendenhall for the loss of the Steelers in the Super Bowl, which is probably accurate when you look at the game, and added that with another rip of Goodell about how the fines against black quarterbacks are less than fines against white quarterbacks, and he specifically points out that, yeah, I slammed Vince Young on his head, and I got a fine for $5,000, and I barely touched Drew Brees, and I got a fine for $20,000. So I think, and this is just my opinion about it, I'd like to hear what y'all got to say about it, is that there is some covert type of behavior modification that the NFL and the media in general uses against black athletes they can't speak out against like the league or become political without them coming down on them. For example, Mendenhall said he had issues with the whole 911 thing, and look how the media reacted to him. You know, so I don't know. It just seems like they police the black athletes, especially their behavior. The league and along with the media to keep, I guess, them in a certain pigeonhole. So What's your perspective on that?
Well, I know me personally, I planned on doing the whole show talking about this because I read somewhere where they had a whole list of the most hated athletes. And, you know, we went through this year of the decision and LeBron and how people hated LeBron for what he did, and he did nothing but move from a team that he didn't think he was going to win with. And when we talk about James Harrison and his comments, I mean, obviously, we know James Harrison is one of them guys that just speaks his mind. And, yeah, we know. Of course, Drew Brees is more valuable than Vince Young. And as far as behavior modification, the perception of the black athlete, I mean, you hear it all the time. The basketball players are thugs. But the hockey players are guys that get it. Now, we talk about hockey. Hockey is a sport where they can stop the game and fight. That's the appeal of the game. If we as basketball players, if we stop the game and fight, which we've seen, remember, they were the worst hooligans on the face of the earth.
Thug life, baby.
And we're talking about what? We can remember memorably in the NBA 4 or 5 memorable fights. Hockey, that's just part of the game.
Well, yeah, I would say with the basketball that have we ever seen a real fight since the 1970s or 80s? I mean, think about it for a moment. An actual real fight. It's
right.
A lot of swinging and posturing, but not a real fight.
Right, but that's the whole point. That's what it goes back to what you're talking about, the black athlete being put in this box, like, oh, they're hooligans, they're the worst things going, but you have a sport in hockey, which is predominantly white, where they fight on the regular, and it's not really part of the game, but that's what people go for. But they're not thugs and hooligans.
Right.
They're good guys. So.
Yeah. It's just amazing when I sit back and I think and listen to the commentators and just read some of the news. It's just they're all over the black athlete if they show any signs of analytical ability about anything, even if it's something related to football, like just pointing out common sense. How is it I dropped Vince Young on his head, it's 5,000, and I just barely breathe on Drew Brees and it's 20,000. Or in Mendenhall case, he talks about, you know, 911, what his opinion is, and the media jumps all over him. So they kind of, I think they keep the athletes in check.
Well, I remember you're old enough to recall Chris Jackson, who is Mahmoud Abdul-Raif.
Right.
And he got kicked out of the league because he wouldn't pledge allegiance.
Remember the what was the 3-point shooter with the Bulls who was getting on Pippen and Jordan about, Craig Hodges, about for doing more in the league to the community.
Right.
And got white-balled out of the league, and he was the 3-point champ.
Right.
A lot of people don't remember that. Well, what happened to Craig Hodges, but that's what happened to him, basically.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that they didn't remember it. It's just out of sight, out of mind, and people don't pay attention to things like that. And plus, you're saying something about the cash cow. You're saying something about the Jordan and Pippen. So, obviously, nobody wants in Nike and the NBA has no vested interest in actually helping people. There's nothing in it for them. They're about selling shoes.
Now, one last comment before I go. I know you probably touched on it in another show, but there was a recent article follow up to the whole kidnapping of the Ross guy, allegedly Shaq and his gang member friend. And the police. Now, the interesting thing in the latest article I read, that he is saying now that he was also sexually assaulted. But I don't know. Does that go with someone stuck a pole up his butt, or did somebody rape him? Exactly. And then the police basically said that there's not enough evidence. And, you know, Shaq has over the years given the LAPD a number of donations. So just your last thoughts on that. Do you think they really did him like Vanilla Ice or worse? Oh boy.
Well, first and foremost, yes. Does like Vanilla Ice. And I mean, one, it is an unintelligent move on his part. Just in regular homies, you know, you never pick on the homie that's bigger than you. First,
right.
I mean, you gonna go after Shaq, and we know it was about the money. But
right.
You know, one, Shaq know a lot of people, and two, Shaq is the police.
Right.
You know,
he's friends on both sides of the fence.
Right. So no matter what, you lose. I mean, it's in the record. In the record company, we know in the record company, those are some of the biggest gangsters on the face of the earth. I mean, they're not nice guys in the record making business. Yeah, if he got assaulted, whatnot, I mean, I'm not saying he brought it on himself and that he deserved it, but
right.
At the same time, you never try to shake down people that are bigger than you, literally and figuratively speaking.
All right then, man. Hey, I'm going to let you go, man. Great show, and I'll try to talk with you at another time, man.
Thank you, sir. I'll be looking forward to hollering at you. Thank you, sir.
All right, then. Peace.
All right, peace. All right. That's very foolish on his part. Matter of fact, like I said, why pick on somebody bigger than you, Miss 100%? Kind of makes no sense, right?
Yeah, you're asking for trouble. You really are.
Yeah, well, speaking of asking for trouble, we know how there's been an uproar, and I know you was personally upset by the way the whole Netflix raising their rates. And I myself thought it was right there. You know, I had talked about this months before when AT&T and Verizon
right. And
all these other companies were talking about getting rid of unlimited bandwidth.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And we know why. Because you have Netflix, who is directly challenging you in the market using your bandwidth.
Yes. They beating you at your own game.
Yeah, and so they like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. And so
now Netflix is saying, oh, but I think it will.
But as we know it, it's not gonna happen. And part of this cutting down on the unlimited data is basically saying no. You not gonna punk us with our bandwidth, and now you got like there's this guy who Comcast cut his internet off because he used too much bandwidth. Now, for some folks, they'll look at that as like, oh, the unlimited bandwidth and Netflix, and they're looking at the cost. And I understand you was upset by that, Miss 100%, but I look at it differently. I mean, I look at it like it's an excuse to cut off your internet, period. I mean, because how can we prove whether or not our bandwidth was used? And, you know, you got to look at it as a tool of the whole martial law and trying to control the masses.
That's true.
How do you do that? I say, oh, you use too much, and I cut it off. and folks don't look at it from that aspect. It's another means of control. And that control is where people don't see it in their day-to-day life. You know, folks are and part of it, another one of my conspiracy theories is like when you see financial crisis and whatnot, part of those are made up and created by the powers that be to keep people from worrying about what the powers that be are doing. You can't do that when you're worried about paying your bills and keeping the lights on and what I'm going to eat.
Right. You know,
that is what it is. You know, as one of my bloggers saying, Big Brother is listening even now. I mean, Big Brother been listening forever. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover, when he had them little boys sitting in his lap in his rocking chair, was listening way back in 20s and 30s.
Wow.
Hey, I mean, but you got to call it for what it is. And this is something, and it's universal all across the globe. And that's where people not understanding how it impacts. And it's one of those things where you don't think about it on that level. I mean, because people, you know, in some countries, you know, when we talk about these so-called revolutions, whatnot, that are staged, and they're controlled by these same people, and you're thinking you're fighting for your way of life, but you're not. You're fighting for corporations' way
mm-hmm.
of life, so they can bring that Walmart and McDonald's to the Middle East.
Absolutely. And to me, a lot of this is just pure BS. The first thing that I don't like is, well, the biggest thing that I don't like is the fact, okay, they can see, they can tell me you use too much bandwidth, but I see snooping involved in that as well, because not only can they see how much bandwidth you use, but they can see what you use it on.
Right.
And they're monitoring what you're doing. They're monitoring every little click you make. They're able to see it. And it goes to me, it goes, like you said, it goes way beyond just using too much bandwidth. It's like, okay, we're going to sew their mouth up, or we're going to glue their eyes shut because we don't want them to see, hear, or speak on certain things. You know, if a person talks too loud, they draw attention. And if you're talking right, you draw more attention. And they can't have that. They have to keep us jaded some type of way.
Well, I mean, but, you know, I think that part of that is true, but also it's the whole divide and conquer, because you make people think on these little minor issues, like, you know, the whole people in uproar of gay marriage. Gay marriage is not the reason why you don't have a job.
That's right.
You know, bandwidth. Or there's the healthcare debate. That's not why you don't have a job.
If
you know, if people don't look at it, and it's like, case in point, there's a study where they're talking about, well, debate, should parents of extremely obese children lose custody? So you could throw something like that out there,
mm-hmm.
and it'll take you away from the fact that, what, Obama and them are talking about, hey, we might not be able to guarantee Social Security checks. I mean, which is a serious issue, because you look at it like, okay, you said we've been taught since we were young that Social Security was going to go away. And that's fine if you stop taking Social Security out of my check. If it's going away, you're taking it from me should go away also. But people don't think like that. I mean, it was like the other day I was talking about Sudan. You know, South Sudan is independent nation now.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not independent from them attacks from the northern Sudan.
You definitely not. Now all you've done is expose yourself more and made yourself even weaker by dividing yourself.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, dividing yourself. Everyone is so divided, they can't think of what you have in common and who you have in common against. You know, we think of other things that are so-called more important, like this past week, the All-Star Game. You know, there was the tragedy last week where a guy reaching for a baseball falls over and dies. You know, and his 8-year-old son had to witness that.
Mm.
So what happens? Another guy at the All-Star Game almost kills himself reaching for a goddamn baseball. You know, and it's like, what's important? In along them lines, there was a Prince Fielder, who everyone was upset at in Arizona, because he picked the home run derby, and so the fans were upset with him, and he was the, I believe he's the most valuable player for the baseball game, and the fans were so angry they start throwing bottles and things at his wife and his sons, 6 and 5 years old.
And you know, okay, so why don't they go throw bottles and stuff at the people that's taking our rights away? Why is it so baseball, really? You that upset over something that insignificant, something that is not going to make you or break you. Well, it will break you, but it's definitely not going to make you. And you're wasting your time attacking somebody because of that. And then you have people that are taking your rights away by the minute and making you more and more insignificant. And you mean to tell me, and making you irrelevant, as a matter of fact, and you mean to tell me you have nothing to say on these issues, but as soon as something happens with your precious, what is it, All-American baseball, all of a sudden you want to go crazy.
Well, I mean, and it's not just baseball. It's just sports in general. You know my opinion. I love sports. I can say I'm probably one. I love, I mean, I can live, breathe, eat, and talk sports all day, every day. But it's not a love where I want to hurt someone. And it's not my number one passion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a passion that encompasses all. And one, I might die trying to get a damn baseball. But Or I might throw something at a man and his family because I disagree with a game that really, and it wasn't even a game, it's the home run derby. It's insignificant. It's just supposed to be for fun. But at that same time, these are the people who are part of that constituency that wouldn't vote, that wouldn't be involved in any kind of community, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll show up every week at their baseball, football, basketball game, and they'll root on their team, but probably don't know not one name of a teacher of their own kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, couldn't tell you what classes they're in, nothing. couldn't tell you their kids' favorite hobbies or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what we talk about when you talk about the priorities of a people. You know, it kind of reminds me of that movie Gladiator, where there was a point where they talked about the emperor and how he knew the people, because if he gives the people the idiotic games, the people would think that he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's fucking them over.
Right.
In every other aspect of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You got these meaningless games where the gladiators fight to the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, and, you know, like I said, I love sports. But if sports is above life, then there's something backwards there. I mean, you know, I talked about Ohio State. You know, I had to get on your Buckeyes. They're mad at Terrell Pryor because he took the money, even though the coach been setting it up for forever.
Huh.
And at all the schools that he's been at.
Mm.
You know,
wow.
He's cheating. But the focus is, once again, and that's the what Brother Jaja said, the focus is on the young black athlete. Like, the young black athlete is the one that's causing the problem.
Yeah, they are. Didn't you know that?
You know, and I mean, the scapegoat. The scapegoat mentality that permeates our society, it's amazing, because what we put out there as important is not important. Which brings us to the haters. We got to go into the haters here and the dumbasses before we go. You know. On GP alone, the California woman who cut her husband's penis off and put it, after she drugged him and put it in the garbage disposal, she's just in the Hall of Fame automatically. They were already getting a divorce. Yeah, after drugging, put it in the garbage disposal. Whatever you was trying to win before, it's not gonna work for you now. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, there's no more arguing. What you gonna argue for? You cut the man's penis off. I mean, if you cut anybody's body part off, You automatically, you can't say anything. You are not here for life.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I just don't think anything is that serious. You know, you cutting penises off, that's, you know.
But you cutting any damn thing off. You know, I mean, yeah, the penis is severe, but if you cut my finger off, I should be less mad. You know, I mean, come on. When you get so mad you gotta cut something off somebody, if you contemplating it, you have some mental issues.
Yes, yes.
You have some
absolutely right
issue. You wanna go into your dumbass of the week.
Yeah. I'll go ahead. Mine is about Pierre Beaumont, a French factory worker. He is a guy who suffers from various obsessional fears and an inability to relate to others. So he decided to join a therapy group. And he was encouraged to sandwich himself between mattresses and allow other group members to walk on him to stamp out his complexes. After several minutes of the treatment, Mr. Bomar was crushed to death.
I just think something mentally wrong with that brother. there's stupid action and then there's, well, I'm going to have a whole bunch of people walk on me that, anyway.
How can you have obsessional fear, you just obsessed with fear itself, but then all of a sudden one day you're going to allow people to put you in between mattresses and just, not just walk on you, but stomp on you?
Well, I believe that you told me this last time. If you try to complain, try to understand crazy, you will drive yourself crazy.
Drive yourself crazy, trying to understand crazy, yeah. So let's not linger on him, because he's gone about a year anyway.
Right. Well, I mean, my hater of the week is this Minnesota hacker that just got an 18-year prison term for hacking into his neighbor's Wi-Fi network and used it to frame them for child pornography, sexual harassment, and all kinds of professional misconduct, and even sending threatening email to politicians, including Vice President Joe Biden. I mean,
he's the number one hater of the decade.
He broke into his neighbor's Wi-Fi and was in their email. He was in the guy's email sending the guy's coworkers emails saying, oh, you so hot, I want to get at you, blah, blah, blah. He was putting child pornography on his computer, as well as putting stuff up. I'm a lawyer, and if I put this out there, no one can catch me because I'm smarter than everybody else. He was posting this all over the internet in his neighbor's name.
Oh my goodness.
But what makes him the dumbass is, of course, he goes and fucks with the government. He would have got off with it, except he threatened Joe Biden in the guy's name. And we all know the feds, if they want to find you, they will find you.
Now, had he threatened Obama, they probably would have let it go.
Well,
but he threatened an old white guy.
It wouldn't have got through. I mean, Obama is probably in the millions of threats. So his spam, Obama's spam, is probably like,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Obama's spam is off the chain, but Joe Biden, he probably got like 4.
Right.
So you pay attention to those more than Obama's. I mean, Obama's way off the chain. Way off the chain. So I think that's where he fell into a problem, and that's why he's going to be locked up, and he'll get to be sexually harassed himself in jail.
And that's what he did.
With the real criminals.
Yep, that's what he gets.
They will love him a long time. On that note, I want to thank you, Ms. 100%, co-hosting with me tonight. Big shout out to my man Ja Ja holding it down. I know you ain't getting no sleep right now with the twins. I'll holla at you, man. And everybody else, thank you for listening. And I'm Dick Hugger, aka F the N Word for Smooth Drama, and my homegirl Miss 100%. We out. Peace. Thank you.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.